What's up? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurai.
I'm Kun.
And today's podcast is part two of Conversations with a Professional EFC player. 3, 2, 1, let's go. EFC, sorry, I forgot again. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
So during the break, we realized that we're not only talking to the number one EAFC
player
in Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore too small, bro.
He is Asia,
bro.
Southeast Asia or Asia?
South Asia.
South Asia. Your category is South Asia. Yeah. So he's number one EAFC player in South Asia. Wow. It's fucking cool, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we've never had
Before, should I ask you about the geeky FIFA questions?
Fuck.
No, but which is cool. But I want to ask you, bro. Like, being a number one mindset, how do you bring yourself to be number one? Cause like the mindset to be number one, though. Cause number two, number three, number four is quite okay, so ma. Then like. It's all your friends, so number one, number two, number three, number four. Number four also can play for Singapore. Maybe not lah. Maybe number two also can play for Singapore. Then what pushes you to be number one? And then like 6 years of playing professional, it's quite some time. And then also you mentioned that you are 27, and then you went to further your studies, you got a degree and all those. I think that's why his parents were quite chill about it, I don't.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, right, at least he never just dropped school and then.
He's not a PSLE. Only got PSLE, and then after that, just studied. Fella got his degree. Aerospace engineering degree. Alhamdulillah, congratulations. All that. It's all power. But what made you push to number one? Now, with that, I saw, like, with all those backing up, why still push for number one, sir? I want to know, sir. Because there's a difference, macam to get to number one tak senang, aduk.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to ask you.
Okay, so first of all, like, I would say, like, I don't like myself to be like I know I'm like one of the top few, but I wouldn't call myself like really number one. Like, I may be there in ranking, but like sometimes like in tournaments, like it's like very like 50-50. Like anything can go. So
for
like
sure, for sure.
Yeah. So like number one is like a very. It's like a very weird name to call.
That's why, bro. Yeah. You have to win the Olympic medal. You know why? Because everything can change. Everything every year can change. Tapi if you have an Olympic gold medal, right, that one will stick with you forever. Every time they introduce you as Olympic gold medalist. But they like you. Like example, let's say UFC champion. Your competition. What's the biggest competition you can fight in?
Well, the World Cup.
Say World Cup.
World Champion.
World Cup champion next year or maybe 4 years later. I don't know anything. Sorry. Apologize.
It's like normal World Cup, right? 4 years, right?
Yeah, every year.
Every year. World Cup is
every year.
Oh, wow.
Next year can be changed. Yeah, but if you Olympic gold medalist, that will stay forever, bro. So, hopefully.
But then Olympic esports got no football.
Yeah, for now they don't have esports for football in Olympics. I think.
How you lose SEA Games, Shell?
The SEA Games was the SEA Games is like it wasn't the game that we usually play. Like usually, like we play like FIFA console and like, the one is the PC FIFA online. So it's different from what we usually play. It was different. Like that game is like not popular in. Like in the world, but it's very popular in like certain parts of Southeast Asia, like Thailand, Vietnam, all they all play that game only.
Wow.
What game is that?
It's FIFA Online.
FIFA Online.
Yeah, so you the, stupid question. You use keyboard?
No, they it's a PC, but you can still use controller also.
Controller. Then how you okay, bro?
No, but it's different because the game is like a few years back one, like so it's like very different from like what we usually play. So like at that point, like during the SEA Games, like we had to take like a break from our normal game, like our season. That time we were still playing our season. Then we had to like focus on this like game, which is like a totally different game. Like the meta was like damn different. So like me, like Amran used to play that game. Like Amran has won a world champion. I have won a world champion. I think like was few hundred thousand or something. Quite a lot of big money. Okay. That game big,
like, 100,000.
That game got big money last time. But okay. Now he doesn't play it anymore. Yeah, but so that game was the game that it was at the SEA Games. So okay. Amran is more used to playing that game. I was quite new to that game.
So it was 2v2 or 1v1?
It was 1v1. So yeah, it was like three players representing. Yeah. So yeah.
Silver, Amran.
We made it out of group stage. Then we lost. We lost top four.
Please don't tell me to Malaysia.
We were fourth. Yeah. Oh, okay. You were fourth. Yeah, correct. Yeah. So that game, we took a break from our normal game. Then we had to learn that game. Like we sit, like we remember, like we had to like come to the office. Then we learn.
SEA Games.
Because it was just this year, but they didn't have that game because. I think it was in Cambodia. I don't know. I forget where.
SEA Games this year was.
But it was in a country that didn't play. Because it depends on the country, on the host country. The host country gets to decide what games you can play.
Damn.
So at that point of time, we were playing Vietnam. And Vietnam is damn good at this game. Like that game that I say, the PC game. So, and they got second also. So they.
Who won first?
Thailand, yeah. So these two.
E-football also Thailand dominated.
That Thailand Vietnam damn good at that game. So let's say example, like if it hosts in Singapore, like we could like I think like we could choose like we want to play this,
EFC.
Yeah, EFC. Then it would be easier for us also.
Okay.
But for that time it was like we were playing a different game, so it was quite hard for us. But okay lah, the experience was quite fun, that one. Going to SEA Games.
Sorry, I think I opened up a wound that hasn't been opened. Fellas, straight up defending.
I confirm I was very bad at that game. So it was
normal. Fourth, still okay, right?
Good. How many people play? Four.
Still top four.
Still top four. Okay. You anything else you want to say?
Yeah, so
I was saying like I don't like to call myself number one because like I feel like there's a lot of like very good players in like our scene. So like I'm not the type like who goes around like telling people like, hey, I'm the best player. Like I know there's like a few better players in the region than me. But it's just somehow like I don't know if I was lucky or like God willing, like I was able to do well in that tournament all. Yeah, so I think it was mainly because of like the experience of like I told you, I was losing like finals a lot of time. So like nowadays, like I going into finals, like I'm ready.
More composed,
mentally prepared. Like I don't get nervous anymore. Like last time, like I used to go to tournaments, like I would tangan gigi, like
the sweaty,
yeah, sweaty,
the toilet. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Now it's just like I'm more relaxed, more chill. I think that's why it helped me like win more tournaments as well. So yeah, so the grind, like I think at that point of time, like I keep getting defeated at like the final hurdle, so it broke me a lot, but also it motivated me a lot. I need to prove, like I was like I really need to prove myself, like I can really do well. So like during that 2018-2020 period, that was like the worst years. Like it was like the best period, but I was always losing like the final, so it was considered one of my worst few period. Then after that, I think 2021 to like currently, like is where like I started to dominate and started to win more tournaments. And I think so that's where like I started to gain more composure and experience from it.
Amazing, man.
Yeah, if I was number one in Singapore and in South Asia, I would just say fuck South Asia. Asia, I'll just say Asia. I wouldn't say South Asia. Number one in Asia in Singapore, I would have shut up about it, bro.
I think you would. That's why you need a friend like me. That is the annoying one that always tell me number one in the world. I will say in the world. I will just tell people, you're number one in the world. You be Brazil non-stop, bro.
Like, play now.
Somehow like I'm the humble type. I don't like to brag about what my achievement, but I have like a few friends who
you need those people.
Yeah. I have a few group of my friends, like every new person like they introduce me, like I don't know the guy. Like, they were just, hey, you know this guy, number one player, FIFA player. This guy, FIFA player, you know. then they were like, huh? Then I have to tell them the story. I just want normal conversations or something.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then I'm looking for a house, all that. Stressful, lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why are you both so stressed?
Cannot get house, lah, sir.
Cannot get house, up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, yeah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 8-8-7-7-5-0-5-0.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast. But yeah, bro, it's I would say like, yeah, okay, good, you're being humble and stuff like that, but it's not an easy feat, bro. It's something to be proud of. Like, it's not an easy thing to be number one in Asia, number one in Singapore. It's something to be proud of, and you should be proud of it, bro. Yeah, you should be proud of it. Yeah, okay, now moving on to the more FIFA nerdy stuff. It's like, why is it geeky stuff? What do you think of the current game right now? A lot of people are complaining about it, bro. Yeah. Not really.
I would say, like, at the start, it was quite promising. Like, it looked like it was going to be a good game, but then after that, after a while, like, I feel like the past few years were so much better. Like, this year, it was a lot of like just running down the wings, then pass, then shoot.
Cut back.
So it's like, it's totally different from what I used. Like, I'm more like of just like skilling, playing around, passing. Mm. So this game was a bit hard for me to adapt. But for us, like every year we have to like learn the new meta, then just have to adapt to it. Yeah.
Okay.
What team do you use when you play in competition?
So we play Ultimate Team. So Ultimate Team is like you can pick anyone but you have to have the coins. Like there's a
coin limit.
A digital coin. Yeah. Mm. That you have to use. Then you can pick like players like even like icons like legendary players.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Ronaldinho was my favorite player in like these tournaments. He helped me win the tournament. The Asian qualifiers.
That was my hit. Kalau kau Singapore versus Brazil.
I saw that in a lot of the TikTok comments. I was reading through the TikTok comments.
You use what?
How come Singapore team use Pele?
People don't understand it's Ultimate Team.
Okay, so use Ultimate Team. Okay.
So you can use anyone you want.
So who's your favorite goalkeeper? I know all goalkeepers are a bit stupid in the game, right? But who's your favorite goalkeeper?
Vanessa. Yeah, he was like my favorite goalkeeper when I was watching Sporting Menu also. So I still remember like he's saving the Champions League final.
They blocked Chelsea from winning the Champions League final in 2008, bro.
That year was still one of my highlights of watch Sporting Menu. So yeah, he's been always my keeper throughout.
Okay. Favorite centre back. Don't say Van Dijk, bro.
I don't really like Van Dijk.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people are using him.
But Van Dijk, I don't know. He's good, but he's a bit clunky sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think best
centre. A bit what? Sorry, bro.
Like
heavy.
Berat.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say like in this game, Koundé. I like Koundé because he's fast. He's fast. He's agile. Like he can tackle very fast. Also.
Don't tell me the other one is Blanc. You use Blanc?
Yeah, I still use Blanc. Yeah, Blanc isn't good. So.
Okay.
And your the Kun in your name is what?
Kun Aguero.
Aguero. That was the...
Yeah, so this is another thing I want to find a problem with. So he said that he is a Manchester United supporter. Kun Aguero is famous in 2012? No? 10?
I think earlier.
Earlier? Yeah. 2012? 11 or 12 season. He, Kun Aguero, scored a last minute goal in the 94th minute to stop Man U from winning the league, bro. And you use his name, okay,
in
bro.
My defense, I was already like supporting him like when he was in Atletico Madrid.
Okay.
So I was watching him, like I used to play, like when I was in primary school, I used to play as a striker. So when I watched like football, I used to watch, hey, this guy was like someone like I really wanted to play. Like
you want to emanate his
player. Because he was quite short also. Mm. I'm also not the tallest. Yeah, so I always play like how he used to play. So from then I supported him from Atletico. Then all the way he went to Man City.
You used to support him in Man City.
Somehow I just watched like City's game just to watch like how he play also.
Okay.
But then
okay.
Especially that final game, yeah, that one was.
You said you played football when you were younger. So you played for your school teams and all
that.
Yeah,
I played for like my secondary school. Yeah. So actually one of the things that like I didn't say this, but like yeah, one of the things that made me like so called made a like career switch from like us. I used to play a lot football a lot, like last time when I was secondary school, primary school, all, like, I was playing for my school all. Then I had an ACL tear
in secondary school.
It was like at sec 4, like our final league game, like that. I was after that the season over already. Mm. But that final game, yeah, like I think last 20 minutes I tore my ACL. Yeah, then
someone tackle you or it's self-inflicted?
It's like
normally it's self-inflicted.
Yeah, the ball was coming in the air, then I turned behind them. My school also artificial pitch, so it was yeah.
Okay.
Then after that, I tore my ACL. Then after that, I stopped playing football for.
Which school were you from?
Temsec.
Okay.
Yeah, so I stopped playing football for a while.
You retire from real football.
Then after that, during that period, like I was just playing a lot of games. Then I think that's how I started like catching up with like. This gaming as well. But now okay lah, I can play already. So.
Play futsal lah.
Yeah, I play like football. I still play like 11 sides or something.
Oh, okay. Because I know like some like pro esports player right who play FIFA, they don't really play football in real life.
Yeah.
They play the game. They don't play the real game. Yeah.
But actually, like having like football knowledge, like is a lot. It helps a lot in like I say in the gaming sense also.
Okay.
Like I feel like if you know your football knowledge, like in the real world, like you how where to pass, like how to play in real life, you should be able to do well in like the virtual world. Like one example that I was telling you just now, like one of my friend, like Joel Chu, he's a professional football player for Tampines.
Mm.
So he's damn good at FIFA also this year, like for the past few years also. Mm. So he's damn good at the game itself. So
but you're better. See, you don't have to be a professional footballer, bro. You can just be a professional esports player. Yeah. Okay. So your favorite?
Which one harder, bro? Confirm both. Well, I think it's damn hard.
Football is the real life football. No question. Real life.
Of course, harder as real life football.
To be professional,
I still think real football harder. I don't. Not going to lie.
Both takes a lot of years. I don't know.
To be good, but
professional football is harder.
You have to really take care of your everything, diet, fitness. Yeah, I think a bit of genetics also for real football. Like if you're short.
Oh yeah.
Like the same argument that you said about like the national sprinters who say like, oh, why aren't you compared to Usain Bolt because of genetics, no, and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think football is really harder. Yeah, so moving on to the other geeky nerdy stuff.
You have to ask all his positions.
Yeah. So favorite centre back. Then after that, now move on to midfield lah. Okay, favorite like defensive midfielder lah. Then we move on to attacking.
I would say Jude Bellingham. Like this Jude Bellingham,
the player of the month.
Yeah, but in general, like Jude Bellingham from last year also, his cut like have been helping me like win tournaments also.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Last year
he's team of the year. This year also I was using him. He was quite good. So, but in general, like I would say, like the most, like the best centre mid is still
Hullet.
Yeah.
Okay. Can then attacking midfielder also Hullet or
attacking midfielder? I would like to play like Neymar.
Okay, can. Because the reason why I don't particularly like Kulik, right? Because he's like heavy, so usually I'll play him defensively. And he has only 4-star skills.
Yeah.
So like, it's a bit...
Chunky.
So yeah, I prefer someone who has 5-star skills or at least a bit lighter. Like, more agile, like Modric.
Modric is good.
The knockout, the road to the knockout. He is good. Yeah. But I think he's a bit short also. So he cannot win those aerial balls. Okay, favourite striker?
Favourite striker?
Mbappe.
This year, actually... I didn't use Mbappe. I didn't have the coins to like get Mbappe for quite a while. I only like this week. I just got him. But he's damn good lah. But
got him as in you pack him or what?
No, as in I buy him.
You bought him,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but my favorite player, like I got this guy. You wouldn't expect, yeah. Di Natale. Damn good.
Oh, the hero.
Yeah, Di Natale was my favorite striker this year. Damn small. Like he plays like Aguero actually. Damn small, can turn very well, can finesse.
But he's 4-4 though, you're a skiller,
but,
right?
Yeah, but I he's the only one I can tolerate about the skills. Like okay. My other three is like skillless, but then.
Oh, then your right wing and left wing are five stars. Five stars,
yeah.
And so Ronaldinho is your left wing.
Ronaldinho, then Hansen.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, the lady. Yeah. Okay, okay, can.
The lady?
Yeah, that's the lady.
So there's girls in EFC. Yeah. That's the new thing.
Yeah.
So you play I
have like two girls in my team.
Your left back, Basha, is it?
No, the Putelas.
Putelas, okay.
Putelas,
okay.
So damn good, yeah.
Why?
No, they're good, bro. They're metal, bro.
Yeah, and they turn them fast, though. They're very small.
Like, Putelas is 5'5", right?
Yeah, Putelas is 5'5", yeah.
But Hansen is 5'4".
5'4", yeah.
Mm, okay.
Because I remember you mentioning, like, why is this girl stronger than this guy?
Yeah, so this is my problem with AFC, actually. I don't want to start a feminist movement or whatever not, but, like, do you agree with me or no? Like, for example, Hansen, maybe, does she have high strength? I don't know whether she has high strength.
Hansen, I think, like, 70.
70,
yeah. Not bad,
Okay, 70 strength, eh? She can push off, let's say, who's a good comparison?
Like Mandy.
Mandy. Yeah. She can push off Mandy. It doesn't make sense, bro.
True.
Personally,
But it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a game,
They're trying to just mix. Okay, but it's a fun thing. I feel like the good thing about like the addition of like women's, like you would never know like these women's on like last time I only know like the number one player like Bonmati, that girl I used to watch. But the rest of the players like Putelas, Hansen, all I didn't know, until like I really like played them in game.
Yeah.
Then from there then you start okay, like maybe they are really good, then you can watch like then I started watching.
Slowly
women's
like
football,
you follow on Instagram, yeah.
I didn't know the Barcelona women's team is like
it's the most tech
crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And Menu's team, I know only one person, the Ella Toon girl. Yeah, because like I do, like when Menu post their highlights and they post the women's highlights, then this Ella Toon is always very good. Then apparently she's 5-star skills in FIFA. Yeah, I didn't
last
know.
Last year, Chelsea's women team won the Champions League. Won the Premier League.
Yeah, Chelsea's women team is not bad. There's Reece James, the sister.
Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren James. She's quite good. So in the game also, she's very good, no?
Yeah.
She's 5-star skills. So... these are some of the geeky questions that maybe some people who don't play FIFA, and I honestly cannot have this conversation with anybody else but you, bro. Legit, I talk to like...
I know nothing, though. I know nothing.
None of my friends play FIFA.
I'm the type, man. If let's say we play... the fact that he calls it a friendly, I find it wild, though.
What do you mean?
You never realize that. Every time he say, like, when he play games, if he play for fun, he calls it a friendly, though.
Okay.
It's fucking ridiculous, bro. Kalau aku nak main FIFA, aku cakap main FIFA, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He calls it a friendly, yo. What the fuck, sir? The fact that he call it a friendly to me, like, well, this guy is... tak betul lah. It's fucking crazy. No, like, if you were to play a friendly with me,
yeah,
I would just, like, I don't bother going to team management. I don't know
what's true. Okay.
I have some friends that they chase. Not even the players. They go to the tactics. They chase the tactics. All that. What the fuck, bro?
Oh, yeah. I want to ask about your tactics.
Tactics.
Okay, I want to ask about your tactics.
See, you don't tell you already.
Oh, are you very secretive?
Okay. Because I also take from other people.
Okay. So, the popular thing right now is a 71 depth. Do you play 71 depth?
No, but I play lower depth because my defense is quite bad.
Lower depth, so like what,
55?
55. Okay, then are you pressed after possession loss, or no, are you balanced?
Balance, yeah.
Balance. Then you're attacking, are you direct passing or
direct
passing? Yeah. Okay. Duh. Can.
Aku formation tak tukar.
What's your favorite formation in EFC?
4-3-2-1. Like 4-3-2-1 is like the meta.
That's since FIFA 23,
yeah,
right?
It's like the meta formation for a lot of years.
Okay. Can. So there's a new player of the month, Maguire. Did you do him?
I'm thinking of doing him, but after yesterday's, I don't know.
Hey, bro, I just did him. He's quite good.
I played a few games against him. He looks good. Yeah.
Wow, 4-3-2-1. Because I know the current meta right now is 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, 4-2-3-1 is good. Yeah, it's more balanced.
Really, man?
Yeah, 4-3-2-1 is like if you want a more gung ho, like you go attack, like you put your left back on balance.
Yeah.
Then you attack with like your wing backs. Then four attackers. Yeah. So it's more attacking. Then 4-2-3-1 is like if you want more stable, like you
I don't know why, but I feel like the midfield is just too clustered during the 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I don't like playing that formation. Yeah, yeah. What I'm enjoying right now is playing 4-4-2.
Mm, yeah, 4-4-2 is good. Yeah, 4-4-2 was like my second formation that I used like during my tournaments. So like I say, like when I cannot
more balance,
get out, I cannot get out of like the middle right now. Just play more to the wings. Yeah, 4-4-2.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I'm going to show you my team. I want you to rate my team. I haven't had a professional professional FIFA player rate my team. Okay, okay. Ken. Yeah. So this is my team. Okay. So I have Schmeichel. Then I have Dalo right on my right.
Mendy,
Mendy, yeah. I packed him during the Black Friday. Yeah, nice. Yeah. And then my centre backs, I actually have Lucio and Blanc. But then I wanted to try Maguire.
Lucio?
Yeah, I packed Lucio. And then
Vidic.
Vidic SBC. I'm a SBC merchant. I know, honestly.
SBC apa?
Squad building challenges.
You can submit players to like
get players. Yeah, so my problem right now is my right back. My right back, this Thierry Correa fella, is not doing very well. Then my only other right back is Diogo Dalo. I did his evolutions. Yeah. So what is your best right back? What right back do you use?
I really like Cancelo, the trailblazer. Yeah.
Okay.
He was like very, because I need my right back. Like I use my right back to attack. So okay. I need someone that can attack for me. So the Cancelo was damn good for me.
So what would you rate my team out of 10?
I think 7.5.
7.5, eh? Yeah. The Griezmann player of the month.
Yeah, but the Griezmann good.
Yeah. But I think it's a bit too slow. And the 3-star weak foot, like a bit kerang-kerang macam repeat.
7.5 is not bad. Yeah!
Schmeichel also, they are very good. Yeah, Schmeichel keeper, very good.
Sometimes he's, But like I said, like a lot of people say that keepers in this game is very, very bad. Because I watch a lot of like UK and US content creators. They say that the finishing in this game is very different compared to FIFA 23. Is it true?
Yeah, it's very like inconsistent also. Like sometimes you can score, sometimes you like... Like it's the same spot, like certain angles, like sometimes you score, sometimes you don't. So it's like very weird.
Do you take advantage of all the metas in the game? Like you finesse shot, you trivella outside the box.
Yeah. That's like the two biggest like like the game changing things to score, like trivella and finesse. Yeah. Finesse, I really like this. Yeah.
Okay, but then you say that you play Henson as a finesse shot, but Dinho doesn't. Then who finesses for you at that side?
Di Natale.
Okay. Yeah. Understand.
Yeah, I like Di Natale.
Bro, I love having these conversations. I cannot speak to this about anyone, sir, bro. I'm so happy, sir. Okay, so if let's say you had to start a new FIFA account today, and then you have a competition in a week, maybe in 2 days. Mm. So how would you start off FIFA?
How would I start off?
Right? Yeah, I don't understand. Why? So he has to create his players, is it? Or what?
So he has to start a new Ultimate Team account today, and then he has to join a PlayStation tournament in 2 days' time.
So when you play for competitions, you use your own account?
Yeah.
Oh, serious?
Like, we use our, like for these qualifiers, we have to use our own account. Until like we go to the international event, then they will give us like an open account. Like you can use whoever you want.
Oh,
so like if like now our accounts, like you still have to like.
Sorry, but you still have to play direct into the mic.
Yeah, like you have to. But you still have to like grind, like play Weekend League all to get like the coins to buy your players. All. So that's why I say like I playing Weekend League is like just give me the rewards.
The money and the rewards. Okay.
Because I still have to use the coin for like the team.
I see.
Yeah. So if you let's say you have to start a new FIFA account today. And then, like, you had to join a competition in 2 days' time. What are some of the like base players you would buy, and how would you make money, or like to make your team better, in these 2 days? To make sure your competition ready,
I would just go like with a simple like OP cheap team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's the keeper?
Probably like keeper, maybe like. Keeper, I think anyone can. Like I like Pope, I don't know why.
Oh yeah, he's tall. Okay.
Then Mendy on the left.
Mendy expensive, sir, bro.
Mendy is okay. Maybe not Mendy. Nuno Mendes,
okay.
Then I started with Kimpembe also. I think now he's also
Kimpembe is very cheap, sir. Yeah.
Kimpembe. Then one of my first few centre backs that I really like also was Saliba.
Oh, Saliba is also quite cheap now.
Saliba, right back. Right back.
Do you like download? Do you create a past and present menu team?
I have a download evolution.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't started. Like, every year I will like do the past and present.
Past and present menu team.
Like, it's just like after my free time. Yeah. So maybe right back I will but Bisaka. I like Bisaka. So.
Okay.
Centre mid.
Cheap, easy to get. Jude's base cut.
Yeah, Jude maybe. Mm. Who's that guy? Even Bruno also I like
he's a bit slow though.
Yeah, but he's a bit slow. But his attacking is quite good.
Mm. Like, shooting.
Yeah, his shooting is good. Left mid, maybe like
how about the woman players? I know there's this Cascarino.
Actually, suddenly I would take Bomati. Bomati was quite cheap. So
Bomati mahal, sia, no?
Really?
Ah, expensive.
Even the goal.
Bomati. Oh, because she's 4'5", right?
Yeah.
She's cheaper, lah.
Yeah.
But then, like, still, I think 100 keys.
Yeah, maybe not enough. Left mid, maybe like who would be good?
De Jong? How about De Jong?
Yeah, I like De Jong also. He was small but can turn very fast.
Mm.
De Jong maybe. Yeah.
Strikers.
I will go Griezmann. Griezmann goal.
Okay. Yeah. Just one striker only.
Griezmann.
Your wings?
Wings.
Cheap
Liao.
Wingers.
Liao.
Okay. Liao. He's not heavy though.
He's fast.
He can go in a straight line.
But he turn a bit rubber.
One cheap 5-star killer.
Who would I go? I would say Rashford, but Rashford is expensive, right?
He's okay. He's not that bad. Rashford.
I was using Rashford so at the start. I like him. Fast, can
score. Yeah. The power shooter trait.
Okay. I used to abuse.
Really?
Yeah. I just run, then the power shooter. Yeah.
Okay. I love this conversation. Honestly. Well, for those who are not listening, this is a very geeky, nerdy talk. If let's say you are really, really into FIFA, right? Yeah, so this is something that only those people will understand, lah. Okay. Now just to something more fun. What are your predictions for who will win the Premier League?
Definitely not Man U.
Do you think Arsenal will flop again?
Actually, I feel like Arsenal.
Because last year they were supposed.
Last year they flopped, bro.
Yeah. Like I mind Arsenal because like even though I don't like them, like I don't like their fans. like sometimes their fans annoy me. But
who has the like Liverpool or Arsenal the fans?
I think both equally.
Both quite bad. Chelsea fans quite kind.
I'm okay with Chelsea. City fans also still okay. Like they are good. So
but are there really City fans?
I don't know. There are like
I know one current, guy. Yeah,
I know a few as well, but I don't know when they started.
which one is the recent like fan base that actually since forever, but only recently I knew that they
Newcastle.
They fucking Newcastle fans. Yeah.
You know the funny thing is like my manager, like esports wise, he's a big Newcastle fan.
Mm.
But people don't believe like he was like the original Newcastle fan. Like he's been supporting Newcastle since like them long ago.
Yeah, since they like, were like good the last time.
The Shearer era, So now
that Newcastle actually quite OGs. When I hear someone who says they are a Newcastle fan, I actually believe, no?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that's good.
The only reason why I don't mind saying like don't mind talking about Newcastle and suddenly like oh like Newcastle all that shit is because I'm from Newcastle University. Go Magpies. I said go Magpies like fuck I know nothing. But you see that we're meeting quite a lot of Newcastle fans.
Yeah.
I have like at least 5 Newcastle fans on my Insta story now.
Serious?
A lot, bro.
Our age?
Older. Maybe youngest also 33. Youngest 33.
Because it's usually that generation. Because Newcastle really was very good last time.
Yeah, it was in the Manchester period.
Yeah, it was during the Manchester period. They had Michael Owen, Alan Shearer, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so who do you think will win the Premier League this year?
I still think City. City too strong. Like Haaland, De Bruyne, that combo just hard to stop. But I think Arsenal might give a good shot.
If they don't bottle it.
Actually, I like Tottenham also. So I don't know why. Like the way they play, I was quite surprised. Like they are actually playing quite well. It's just they are getting unlucky sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think winning the league still
City.
Still City. Yeah.
Okay, Champions League.
Ooh.
Definitely not Man U. No way.
Yeah. Out of the question. Real Madrid. I think Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid.
How is Madrid playing right now without Ronaldo?
The Bellingham crazy.
Yeah. Their replacements for their recruiting is very good. When like Bale, Ronaldo, Benzema all left, they had replacements almost immediately. Vinicius Junior, Rodrigo. Yeah. Who's their striker though?
They don't have a striker. They are waiting for this one guy, the Endrick, the
which one?
this Brazilian that they signed, but they haven't, he haven't like joined because he's too young still.
Oh,
this guy, yeah.
Another Brazilian, yeah, 16 years old. But he's like considered to be like the next Pelé or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's damn good. I watched some of his, he's damn good.
Okay, okay. So you think Real Madrid will win the Champions League? Yeah, they should win now because I think the past few.
How about Barcelona without Messi now? Is it okay? Are they okay?
Barcelona, I think struggling a bit. I don't know any players who are doing well for me. De Jong controlling the midfield, but then like striker, what, Lewandowski? Actually, they playing quite well, no, in the Champions League.
Yeah. Bayern also good. Bayern not bad. With now Harry Kane.
Finally, he can win the striker. Yeah. Hey, we win a trophy. Yeah. So I think that's all the questions I have, though. Yeah.
I'm happy if you're happy, bro.
That's all the questions I have. Okay, for any aspiring esports player that wants to turn pro, FIFA lah. It's because your expertise is in FIFA, right? What do you recommend them to do?
I would say like just like if you are just like looking to start like becoming a like pro gamer or something, like you just have to like keep grinding, like you have to play like against the better players, then from there you like improve, then like just keep trying, like joining like tournaments or something, like then you, that's where you play against like the better players, and where you learn, when you play against like those like higher level players, like you will learn how to play better, then like you can see how they play like also, and that's where like from there you will lose a lot, but you will still learn a lot more from it. So just keep grinding, and like just keep grinding, I would say.
What was
the hardest mode you can play on, or like, you know, like amateur, semi pro, professional?
Ultimate.
What's the ultimate? You can win in ultimate.
Can, but still a bit hard.
Need to put in effort.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking crazy, bro. Aku just rabak gila. Just like when I was in NS during COVID time.
Yeah.
Then we bought a PS4 to share lah. Like the fact that during NS, then my friend teach me you can double tap square to like faster like short ground pass or whatever crap, right? No, kira kan dah bagus gila. Oh wow, something new, sial.
Do you recommend people to pursue esports as a career, tak? Especially in Singapore right now, because it's still quite new, ma.
Well, I have a follow up question to that, please.
I would say like if you feel like it's something like you are very interested in, and like, and you feel like you have a certain level of skill also, then why not go for it? But I wouldn't say like drop everything, like just straight go to esports. No, that one is like unrealistic. You just have to like do whatever you are currently doing. Like I say, you're working or you're studying.
Or in school.
Continue doing what you do, but just at the same time, like try to spend a few time like just grinding the game, then playing. Then like if you feel like you're good enough, then just then put more hours into it. Then eventually, like if you get better and better, then you will get noticed eventually. Yeah.
Mm.
So I would recommend it to like someone who is like very interested to it. But don't forget your other stuff as well.
Your priorities, other priorities. Yeah. Okay.
Would you recommend the tournament route or social media route? Because in my head, because from my conversation with you, right, you are quite traditional though in your climbing up the ranks.
Yeah.
Yours is very traditional. You
grinded out tournament,
got scouted, tournament, represent Singapore, tournament all the way. I don't know your parents' background, whatever. Not anybody help you pull string or whatever. But then I don't know lah. But it's from what I'm hearing right now is tournaments.
Then is there an alternate route? I don't know.
Social media, calling people out, doing some stuff, then get viral. Then but you still have to be good also lah.
Yeah.
To get noticed. To get noticed.
I would say like in the Asian scene, like it's very hard for you to like start out of like nowhere, then suddenly becoming like content making like FIFA videos or like streaming, like without people knowing you, like if you are just like a random person, like just suddenly out of nowhere like making streams, like it's a bit hard. Like you have to be like maybe like at least known, like doesn't have to be like maybe good in FIFA, or like you just have to be like maybe popular a bit, then you like do content, maybe then you can get like the followings or like the views. Like but if like you are it's a bit hard, I feel like
if you're nobody,
then you just want to stream in like FIFA, because like viewers like in Asia, the market is a bit hard. Like it's different in like Europe, like they have like a lot of viewers. So for us, let's say if I'm like a very good player also, and I stream, doesn't mean I can get a lot of viewers also. You still have to be like good in what, like content wise, you still have to be like good, like very like funny or like have a good personality or something, then like maybe the viewers will come. Yeah, so I would still like say it's a bit hard for to go the content creation kind of route.
Should go the tournament route. I think in Singapore, I think in Asia is generally like that.
Yeah,
so you must go the traditional route still, because like the new avenue
credentials, like you want the credentials.
But at the same time, content creation is up and coming, in Singapore.
I mean, like if you know how to put your like how you perform, like I mean how you play, like in the, like maybe your content creating skills are very good, like you have a very good personality, like you stream on TikTok, there's a lot of views, that then that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
I mean there are multiple ways to make money lah through gaming, but if you want to go, what about my question was, if you want to represent
Singapore
or enter a club, the route is tournament route, because they want the credentials lah.
Because
making money wise,
you can just make money off making TikToks and stuff like that.
You sell product, you sell this, you get eyeball, then lain lah.
Yeah. But to be like to get the prestige of representing Singapore, having a club scout you, and then you getting those credentials, the tournament route is still the way to go. Ah. Okay. Can. Any other questions, boys? Not every day we get to. I'm thinking of questions. Not every day we get a number one in Singapore to speak about this. I think that's. So far, eight. Is there any closing statements from you?
What's the end point for you? If you can, draw out your end point, what would it be?
I would say like at the point now, like maybe like we like through recent like tournaments, like the scene has been growing, like especially in our country. Like people are getting to realize more about esports and also like FIFA in general. So like what I want, like when I stop playing or something, like is like the scene continues after me. So there's like someone like maybe someone, like I would just hope like someone like from like watching the videos or seeing us play in like these events, they will get inspired to play. Then there will be more people, more following of FIFA in our Singapore country. And they will start playing more professionally, then there's like at least the next level, next generation of players that would still like put Singapore in the map, like in the esports scenes wise. So I feel like that, like the goal for me, like now, like I wouldn't say I've achieved a lot, like everything, but I would say like I've achieved like in the Asian side a lot of things already. So like my end point, like I would still want to like do well in the international tournament. Like our best finish was like round 16. So maybe like in my last few years, I would say few years playing, I would still want to like do very well in an international event.
Individual or like really representing Singapore?
It would be better. Like I feel like the it would be better. Like if I were to represent like Singapore. Yeah, that representation like was immense more like to me and also like to my like family and all.
Quick question, like in esports tournament, like you know, like in Olympics, if you win, then you get to sing the Majulah Singapura and stuff like that. Does that exist?
So for the E-Nations finals in Riyadh at the time, we had to like march out from like there were three of us. So one of us it was me. I was carrying the flag. So every country had like three people and one person carrying the flag.
Yeah.
So we walked out. Like we had to do a walk in. Recorded it, walked in, then we assembled on the stage, all the countries on the stage, then all at one spot, then it would take turn singing their own national, is it a pledge? No, I think it was the national anthem, it was the national anthem, so we were singing the national. So
how do you feel like?
It feels quite surreal, I think we did that in SEA Games, so if I'm not wrong, there was one time we had to see.
So before you retire, kasih one medal lah from Singapore esports lah. Come on lah. Yeah man. Okay, I think that's it man for the conversation with Kun and a professional esports player number one in Singapore, number one in Asia. Masih. If I think personally to me, if any young person wants to pursue this career, I think I really agree with what Kun said lah. I mean, in Singapore we have to be a bit realistic when it comes to wanting to go into these avenues or quote-unquote new careers lah that you can explore. You have to be a bit realistic. I think really stay in school lah. Like Kun, he has a degree, he stayed in school, he despite being number one in whatever, he still stayed in Singapore, he completed his school and stuff like that. And he had a part-time full-time job also at the same time while pursuing all of this. So I think it's important that we still try to maintain a bit of realism, and if you want to pursue whatever career you want to pursue, then remember that you have other priorities lah. That's my closing statement. Now.
With that, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yo, 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 yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to two stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect, perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case,
7750
88775050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy, just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think,
do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well. Yes. So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye.